Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and today's conversation is with Tom Davenport, Distinguished Professor in Information Technology and Management at Babson College and co-author of Competing on Analytics, The New Science of Winning. Tom, what about next steps in implementing analytics in the government sector?
Well, I think there will be even more appetite for this going forward. If I were primarily focused on government, I think what I would try to do is develop some capability to educate senior policy makers on the value of this kind of approach and what their responsibilities are. I mean, this is not just something that the analysts can do by themselves. Executives need to ask the right questions, need to kind of push back when they don't understand something. That was another problem, by the way, in the financial crisis, is you had executives buying into models that they didn't really understand. And so, when things went south, they didn't know what to do about it. So I think in areas that we know are going to be big over the next several years, like healthcare, identifying what are some of the key analytical approaches that make sense, what are the key analytical targets, what should the government really be enforcing. One of the things that's happening in the health IT space is that you're going to get money for doing an electronic medical record if you're a hospital or physician's office. But part of what they're calling meaningful use of those technologies is thinking about using analytics as well. You know, how do you use the data to make better decisions about healthcare? So that, I think, is definitely going to be shaping some of the thinking in the government space. If I were in intelligence, I'd be focusing on getting the analysts to be more analytical and using some of that vast stream of data. So it differs by target area and, different kinds of agencies and so on. But I think one of the great things about the Obama administration is they seem to care about data, transparency, evidence-based decision-making and so on. You know, whether they will ultimately make better decisions, who knows? But I at least like some of the processes that they are following.
So throughout our conversation, you've mentioned the importance of leadership in making this successful. You dedicate a full chapter, as I understand it, in Competing Analytics to an analytical people and how you craft that. Would you tell us or identify some of the successful characteristics of a CEO who actually gets it?
Sure. Well, as I say, there aren't that many examples of midnight conversions. All of a sudden, I wake up and I realize I should have been using analytics all these years. The successful CEOs tend to be people who were analytical all along, and they just made it to CEO, or they were viewed as being somebody who could bring this orientation in. The guys at Capital One were analytically oriented consultants before they started the company. As I mentioned, Gary Loveman at Harrah's was a business school professor and used analytics in his work. So the good news is that more and more people have been trained in this in schools. And so, many of them forgot about it by the time they got up to be near the CEO level. But it's not that hard. You just need to ask questions about, what are the assumptions behind this model? Are there any circumstances under which it doesn't work? Basically, as Gary Loveman says, you have to push back and ask occasionally obnoxious questions about, where's the data? What's your source of evidence for this? Should we go gather some more data? And, what do the data suggest? And do you think that we have framed the decision in the right way in the first place? That's part of the job, is just framing the question right in the first place and examining lots of alternatives.
So we talk a lot about collaboration. How can strategic analytics assist companies or organizations to better collaborate?
Well, that's one of my hobby horses, actually. I don't know if you knew that. I haven't written much about it yet. But my view is that we can get data on collaboration if we really want it. Most of the tools, Lotus Notes, certainly, and many of the other tools that people have for collaboration, they sort of keep track of who's collaborating with whom. And so I've starting to noodle around an idea called the science of collaboration that says, if we're really serious about it, just as a lot of private sector businesses are quite serious about looking at who comes to their web page, you know, in terms of customers and so on, how long do they spend there, where do they come from, et cetera, so-called web analytics, we can do all that with collaboration too. And I think if we're serious about collaboration, we'll start to treat it as something we need to measure and something that really can there can be a science to.
Wonderful. So, Tom, what does the future hold for the use of analytics?
Well, we know where there are going to be more and more sources of data. So, you know, every time you walk down the street, you're generating video data increasingly. And, you know, from an intelligence and a crime prevention standpoint, we're not going to be able to analyze all of that with humans, just way too much footage. So there will be analytics of video, I think, to identify where there are crime and intelligence issues that need interventions. Every time something moves throughout an organization, a piece of inventory or a human being, we can do supply chain analytics on it and can kind of optimize the movement. And, again, coming back to collaboration, if we want to really maximize collaboration among people, let's design our workplace so that the people who need to collaborate tend to see each other a lot. All we know now is that if you put them a long way from each other, that doesn't work very effectively. But, you know, how close do they need to be and how can you kind of engineer the flow of people to get them to collaborate a little bit better? So I think we'll do more of that kind of thing. Certainly we'll have all these radio frequency ID devices around that are generating vast amounts of information about where every piece of inventory or materiel in a defense perspective is and how we can predict its location much more accurately and just manage all of that data. There'll be more and more communications data to manage for intelligence agencies, more and more health data as we get electronic medical records around the country and every medical device has, you know, some sensor attached. We'll know whether people are taking their prescriptions or not. Men are particularly bad. They only take about 50% of their prescriptions on average. But if we know that, we can start to send them messages or maybe someday we'll have little, I don't know, electrical stimuli saying, "I'll shock you if you don't take your pill, pal." Could be somewhat Orwellian if we're not careful there, of course.
Skinner would love that.
Yeah, exactly. A behavior modification device. But there's going to be a vast amount of data. And if we're not going to get overrun by it, we really need to use analytics to digest it, to make sense of it. All of this data at some point was intended to make better decisions in organizations. So analytics aren't the only tool, but they're a very powerful tool for digesting and reducing the amount of data and learning from all of the data that we have in our organization.
Well, that's a wonderful perspective, Tom, and I really appreciate your time today.
My pleasure. Very happy to be here, Michael. The only thing that I would say to anybody listening is I do have a new book coming out on this topic in January 2010 called Analytics at Work. And it has a little bit less of a competing flavor. And it's more about how any organization can make more analytical and fact-based decisions.
Well, Tom, I think we all look forward to that new book. I also found very helpful your website, tomdavenport.com, for folks who are interested in reading more about strategic analytics. This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Tom Davenport, Distinguished Professor in Information Technology and Management at Babson College, and co-author of Competing on Analytics, The New Science of Winning. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan. Thanks for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.